They ate. The Queen of Heaven, in the kingdom of the divine will, receives the mandate from her Creator to place in safety the destiny of mankind. The soul to the divine agent. Here I am with you, celestial mama. I feel I cannot be without my dear mama. My poor heart is restless. And only when I am on your lap, like a tiny little one, clasped to your heart, to listen to your lessons, then do I feel at peace. Your sweet accent sweetens all my bitternesses, and sweetly binds my will. And placing it like a footstool under the divine will, it makes me feel its sweet empire, its life, its happiness. Lesson of the Celestial Agent. Dearest child of mine, know that I love you very much. Trust your mama, and be sure that you will obtain victory over your will. If you are faithful to me, I will take complete responsibility over you. I will act as your true mama. Therefore, listen to what I did for you before the Most High. I did nothing other than bring myself onto the knees of my celestial father. I was little, not yet born. But the divine will, whose life I possessed, rendered my visits to my Creator accessible to me. All doors, all ways were open for me, nor was I fearful or afraid of them. Only the human will causes fear, apprehension, distrust, and puts the poor creature far away from the one who so much loves her and wants to be surrounded by his children. So, if the creature is afraid and fears, and does not know how to be as child and father with her Creator, it is a sign that the divine will does not reign in her. And therefore they are tortured, the martyred ones of the human will. And therefore, never do your will. Do not want to torture and martyr yourself by yourself. For this is the most horrible of martyrdoms, without support and without strength. Listen to me. I brought myself into the arms of the divinity. More so, since they awaited me and made feast on seeing me. They loved me so much that when I would appear, they would pour more seas of love and sanctity into my soul. I do not remember ever having departed from them without their adding more surprising gifts for me. So, while I was in their arms, I prayed for mankind. And many times, with tears and sighs, I cried for you, my child, and for all. I cried because of your rebellious will, because of your sad lot of seeing yourself reduced to slavery by it, which rendered you unhappy. To see my child unhappy made me shed bitter tears, to the point of wetting the hands of my celestial father with my crying. And the divinity, moved by my crying, continued telling me, "Our beloved daughter, your love binds us. Your tears extinguish the fire of divine justice. Your prayers draw us so much toward the creatures that we do not know how to resist you. Therefore, we give to you the mandate to place in safety the destiny of mankind. You will be our agent in their midst. To you do we entrust their souls. You will defend our rights, prejudiced by their sins. You will be in the middle between them and us to restore the balance on both sides. We feel in you the invincible strength of our divine will, which through you prays and cries. Who can resist you? Your prayers are commands. Your tears rule over our divine being. Therefore, forward in your enterprise. Now, my dearest child, my little heart felt consumed with love at the loving ways of the divine speaking. And with all my love, I accepted their mandate, saying to them, Highest Majesty, I am here in your arms. Dispose of me in whatever way you want. I will lay down even my life. And if I had as many lives for as many as are the creatures, I would put them at their disposal and yours to bring them all safe into your paternal arms. And without knowing then that I was to be the mother of the divine word, I felt in me the double maternity. Maternity toward God to defend his just rights. Maternity toward creatures to bring them to safety. I felt myself mother of all. The divine will which reigned in me and which knows not how to do isolated works brought God and all creatures from all centuries into me. In my maternal heart, I felt my God offended, wanting to be satisfied, and I felt the creatures under the empire of divine justice. Oh, how many tears I shed! I wanted to make my tears descend into each heart, to let everyone feel my maternity, all of love. I cried for you and for all, my child. Therefore, listen to me. Have pity on my crying. Take my tears in order to extinguish your passions and to make your will lose life. Oh, please, accept my mandate that you do always the will of your Creator. The soul. Celestial Mama, my poor heart cannot endure in hearing how much you love me. Ah, you love me so much, to the point of crying for me. I feel your tears descend into my heart, and like many wounds, they wound me and make me comprehend how much you love me. I want to unite my tears to yours and pray to you, crying, that you never leave me alone, that you watch over me in everything, and even beat me if necessary. Be my mama, and I, your little child, would like to do anything with me, so that your mandate may be a welcome one by me, and you may bring me in your arms to our Celestial Father, as the accomplished act of your divine mandate.